Hi, I'm Jason Self. I'm Simon Flack. So I was raised in a Christian home. My family went to church every weekend, and the Jewish holy days that my church that I attended that time observed. I would read the Bible lessons and learn the memory verses that the church my family attended sent out to us. This continued right through my teens, where I moved into the church youth program. I went to the youth camps. I listened to the messages given to us by the pastors. All the while, growing up in this church, they preached that we were the true church and other churches were deceived. This built a complacency in me. I had my church friends and we lived our lives as teens and had fun. But over the years, my church friends gradually left the church and the church I grew up in grew smaller and smaller. I started work and was challenged many times about my faith and the way I was living. Quietly inside, I felt shame as I was not living a true Christian life. At the age of 21, I felt that I should be baptized and spoke with the pastor, and after some few conversations, I was baptized in November of 1996. Looking back, I continued to live my life as I had before. 2 years later, I was married. Both our families were faithful to church-attending families. During the coming years, we moved from the church that we grew up in, and over the next few months we visited a few different churches looking for our new spiritual home. Attending a charismatic church for a while, and then a Catholic church through our children's school. Even though we were attending church, our marriage started to break down and eventually ended in divorce. While attending the Catholic Church, I felt conflicted with what they were practiced, and as it went against what the Bible said. After this, I felt lost and disillusioned with church and stopped attending. And even though I continued to read my Bible, I was living for myself. This lasted for about 7 years. About a year ago, I started listening to some sermons online through recommendations from my sister. One of these was on the Book of James, How to Spot a Phony Christian. This was like looking in the mirror of my life. God started to convict my heart of my sinful ways and to reconnect with a Bible-teaching church. I pray for God's guidance to lead me to the church that he wanted for me, and God led me here to Northside Baptist. From the very first sermon I attended, God started working in my heart and convicting me about my walk with him. The first sermon, the pastor mentioned how he had preached on abstaining from consumption of alcohol. And this intrigued me as I'd not been taught this. I went home that night and listened to that sermon and felt convicted from that night to dispose all the alcohol in my house. And I got rid of a series of fantasy novels that had magic and demonic content. And I moved my Bibles that were all down on the bottom shelf up to where they were accessible. I had been deceived all these years about my salvation, that going to church, doing the right thing, was salvation. In reflection, I was not the spiritual leader of my household and was swayed in many decisions on many things that I should not have if I had been a faithful man of God. Through my first few visits of Northside, I was asked several times if I was saved, and looking back on the fruits of my life, I wasn't sure as I didn't see God's fruit in my life. I started the Christianity Explained on Sunday evenings with Pastor Dan and Pastor Simeon. And midway through that course, I felt convicted that I had not truly come to Christ. So on the 23rd of October of this year, I committed my life to Christ again and asked for his forgiveness and to save me from my sinful life. So I'm here to confess to my spiritual brothers and sisters today, Christ as being my Lord and Saviour, and to be immersed in water in step of obedience in my new walk of faith with Christ. And as Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.